Today, the gospel gives us a compare and contrast of two different types of people. The first type is represented by Herod, the one who understands the word of God, the one know what is right, the one know the truth and can comprehend the truth, but did not yield to the truth, did not yield to God. Herod worried about his power. He wants control, and he did all that he could in order to remain in control, even if it meant to kill all the babies 1 year and younger, in order that no king will ever go against him. He likes power. He likes control. He likes manipulation. And we, in some way, can identify ourselves with Herod's a lot of time. We like to control other people. We like to manipulate them. And we, whenever we don't get what we want, we will destroy them. But not with weapon, not with a gun, not with a knife, not with any physical weapon. How do we destroy people most of the time? By gossip. We destroy their reputation. We destroy their identity. We destroy their self-worth. We destroy other people by the way that we speak and the actions that we do. That we want ourselves to be the criterion and the standard of everything. But on the other hand, the gospel also gives us the image of the three magi who came to adore the Lord Jesus Christ, who had to endure a lot of trials and perhaps sufferings and a lot of uncertainty on their journey to meet the babe, Jesus Christ, the new King of the universe. Imagine yourself and myself before the day of GPS, before the day of map. Oh Lord, I would be so lost. Imagine just looking at that star up there, and whatever that star leading us, we have to go. Imagine a lot of doubts were being raised, a lot of uncertainty, and perhaps we want to give up right away. But Pope Francis has said, in each of the magi is us. Because, my brothers and sisters, that is the journey of life. We cannot live in the day 24/7. There is day and there is night. There is time that we feel like God is with us and we're all high and all good. Yes, Lord, I love you. It's as if we're riding the sky, as if we're on the right road. But we forget that there are nights as well. There will be times that we feel uncertain, when doubts come in, when pains and sufferings come in, and we ask ourselves, where are you, Lord? Why have you abandoned me? Why did you permit this to happen? Or why aren't you giving any sign to me? Or why am I standing at the same place? But remember, almost all of the saints had to go through doubts. And all of the saints had to experience some kind of dark nights of the soul. What are the dark nights? Each of us know that in a personal way. We have gone through them or are still in them at this moment. And we ask ourselves right now, where are you, Lord? Where are you, Lord? What is going on in my life right now? But may we be like the Magi. Do not give up. Do not end the journey, but continue to trust and continue to fix our eyes upon that star and let it lead us toward Jesus Christ. Pope Francis have talked about the dark nights of the soul a lot, but I like the quote that come from Pope Benedict XVI with his interview with Peter Seewald. And when Peter Seewald asked him, How do you deal with the dark nights of the soul? When doubts come into you, when things were hard, when you were the Pope? And Pope Benedict answered him, and I quote, he said, "I do not let go of the foundational certainty of faith, because I stand in it, so to speak, but also because I know if I do not understand something at this moment, that doesn't mean that it is wrong, but that I am too small for it. With many things, it had been like this. I gradually grew to see it in this way. More and more, it is a gift. You suddenly see something which was not perceptible before. You realize that you must be humble. You must wait. You must wait when you cannot enter." Isn't that beautiful? When doubts come, when pains come, when the cross presents itself to us, we want to let go of everything. We want to understand what is going on. But Pope Benedict XVI said, sometimes we can't understand because our mind or our vision is too small for it right now. And in those moments, all we can do is to persevere, to allow God to gradually open up our eye, open up our understanding, open up our heart so we can comprehend it slowly. It's so easy to simply give up when things get hard. But perhaps when we stay in the night, we might be able to see the true light that we perhaps cannot see when we are surrounded by light and noise all the time. The moon is there, right? The moon is always there. But can we see the moon whenever there's enough light around us? No. We can only see the moon whenever it gets dark. So the same things in our life. Sometimes hardship, pain, suffering, doubts, and all these things present themselves to us in order for us to stay in the darkness of the night and to discover God who is shining his love for us, and we have to patiently seek our way toward him. C.S. Lewis once says, "Hardship often prepared ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny." Again, C.S. Lewis said, "Hardships often prepared ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny." Each of us had to bear the cross in one way or another. Even the one who seemed to have it all. Each of us suffer in one way or another. No one know that. And all of us, in one way or another, suffer loneliness, suffer that feeling of doubts. And many of us have pains and suffering that no one else know. And all we can do is to see that all these hardships, all these signs of the cross are there to prepare us for the extraordinary eternal life with God. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, I pray that 2017 for us might not be a year that go on smoothly. Because if everything is right, everything is good, we might become prideful, start to trust in ourselves, and perhaps even to the point of abandoning God because we think we have it all. But may 2017 be a year that God gives us enough trials or doubts or hardships or the things that we don't want to accept in order to help us to trust in him. I know we don't want to pray for it, but look at the Lord Jesus Christ. In his humility, became one of us. In his humility, died upon the cross for us. in his humility, continued to give us his own body and blood to be broken for us. He accepted the cross. He accepted hardship. He accepted pains and sufferings for the sake of love. So if we want to be his disciples, may we not reject those moments that God is challenging us, breaking us apart in order for our heart to become a little bit bigger in comprehending him, in loving him. My brothers and sisters, this weekend, this Sunday, we close Christmas time. But that doesn't mean that Christmas ends. Each and every day should be Christ-filled and Christ-centered. The message of Christmas needs to be in living in us. And may we follow the example of the Magi to persevere, to trust, and to continue to walk toward God, even in the dark nights of life. God has given us the church, the community of faith. The church is kind of like that star in the middle of the night, guiding us back to God. And the Blessed Mother, she is often compared to the beautiful moon, La Bella Luna, the beautiful moon, the Blessed Mother, Mary. Even in the darkest night of our soul, she is there to shine forth in the dark night of all the trials and suffering. Look at her. Look at the church. And I promise you, they won't lead us astray. They'll lead us back to the Lord Jesus Christ. May we persevere. May we not lose hope. May we continue to fight the good fight and to keep walking, even when our mind cannot comprehend what's going on. Keep walking in faith. Keep walking in full of hope. And let us in each day find the Lord Jesus Christ, who is always there waiting for us, loving us, and inviting us to grow as we expand and deepen our love for him and for humanity.